Today we're building a dubwise filtered breakdown edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the drum and bass way, so not just a filter sweep for the sake of movement, but a proper breakdown phrase that feels musical, controlled, and ready for the drop. The vibe we're chasing is that dark, smoky, dub-leaning movement you hear in rollers, jungle-informed sections, and atmospheric tension moments. The goal is simple. Take a loop that already works, thin it out, and make it breathe over 4 or 8 bars without losing the groove. And that's the key idea here. In DNB, the best breakdowns do not kill the energy. They reshape it. They create space, suspense, and motion, while keeping the listener connected to the rhythm. Start with a loop that already has a backbone. That could be a drum loop with a strong snare on 2 and 4, a bass phrase with some breathing room, or a simple stab pattern that gives the phrase identity. Keep it short. 1 or 2 bars is enough. What to listen for here is whether the loop still feels recognizable if you imagine the top end getting removed. If the snare, bass rhythm, or stab motif still tells the story, you've got something worth filtering. If not, simplify it first. That step matters more than people think. Once the loop is working, duplicate it and create a breakdown version. I like to keep one full energy version and one breakdown ready version side by side. That way you're not destroying the original, and you can compare the two states quickly. Label it clearly too. Something like breakdown dubwise or BDR filter edit keeps your session easy to read later. Now strip the breakdown version back a little. If the bass is too dominant, keep only the lighter or more mid-rangey part. If the drums are too full, remove the kick for a bar or two. If the atmosphere is too constant, plan to automate it instead of leaving it frozen in place. At this point, you're deciding the character of the breakdown. You can go more stripped and spacious, which is great for tension, or you can keep a few ghost elements alive so it still grooves. Both approaches work. If you want the section to feel heavier and more dubby, less is usually more. If you want it to stay active, leave in a little drum motion or a bass fragment. Now put auto filter on the breakdown track or group and start with a low pass filter. Pull the cutoff down until the sound gets darker and rounder. A good starting zone might be around 200 Hz to 1.5 kHz depending on how bright the source is. Don't overdo the resonance. A little is fine, but too much can make the squeak sound sharp or cheap, especially in a dark DNB context. What to listen for is this. Even with a filter closed, do you still hear the phrase identity? The groove should still read. You want the listener to recognize the pattern, even if the detail is being tucked away. A nice way to think about it is smooth dub filter versus sharper tension filter. Smooth is warmer and more understated. Sharper is more dramatic and obviously moving. For deeper rollers, the smooth version often wins. For a more urgent pre-drop moment, a little extra resonance can help. Now automate the cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. This is where the breakdown becomes an arrangement idea instead of just a sound design move. A simple shape works really well. Start darker, open gradually, maybe hold for a moment, then open a bit more toward the drop. Or do the reverse if you want the section to feel like it's pulling back into the mist. Try not to draw a perfectly straight line. Dubwise movement often feels better when it breathes. A slow rise, a small hold, then another rise can feel much more natural than a constant ramp. It should feel like the track is inhaling and exhaling. Why this works in DNB is because the genre depends on controlled energy. If the breakdown is too static, it feels amateur. If it's too busy, the drop loses impact. Filter automation gives you the middle ground. It creates tension without clutter, and that's exactly where a lot of great DNB arrangements live. To keep the section alive, add subtle modulation. You do not need a big wobble or some flashy effect. A tiny amount of auto-filter LFO can add a gentle dub pulse. A slow, shallow movement is enough. You can also use simple delay or echo on a return track for little dub throws at the end of phrases. If you use delay, be selective. Send only on the last snare, stab, or vocal chop of a bar. Keep the feedback under control and filter the repeats darker than the dry sound. That way the echoes sit behind the groove instead of fighting it. What to listen for is whether the delay adds depth without smearing the next phrase. The repeats should feel like part of the arrangement, not like clutter hanging in the air. If it starts masking the snare or blurring the downbeat, rein it in. Shorter feedback, darker repeats, cleaner timing. That's the move. Now let's clean up the low end. If the breakdown still has bass, be disciplined with it. Use EQ8 after the filter and trim out any unnecessary rumble. Roll off the very low sub noise, and if the bass gets muddy in the low mids, gently carve that area out too. In a lot of breakdowns, the sub should either disappear for a moment or remain as a very simple anchor. That's important because the silence of the sub is part of the impact. When the drop comes back, the return of the low end feels bigger because you made space for it. Keep the core centered too. If you widen the low end too much, it may sound huge in headphones, but fall apart in mono, and that's not what you want for a club-ready DNB track. A quick quality check here. Collapse the section mentally to mono. If the breakdown loses its body or the bass gets weird, the stereo treatment is too much. Keep the low end grounded and reserve width for the top texture, the delay, or the atmosphere. At this point, drop the breakdown back into the full arrangement. Don't judge it in solo. In DNB, the real question is whether the section functions with the drums and bass around it. Does it still have pulse? Does the drop feel stronger after it? Does the listener feel the energy beating held back and then released? If the section feels too empty, bring back one small thing. A ghost hat, a chopped break tail, a filtered snare ghost, or a tiny bass pickup can be enough. If it feels too full, remove one layer and let the filter movement do more of the work. Remember, a strong breakdown doesn't need a lot of ingredients. It needs a clear idea. Once the movement feels right, commit the best version to audio. This is a really useful step, because once the breakdown is printed, you can treat it like a real phrase. Trim the silence, cut a weird repeat, reverse a small tail, or fade the delay so the drop lands cleanly. That's where it starts to feel like a proper dub arrangement rather than just a loop with automation. And here's a good workflow tip. Print two versions. One can be the darker, smokier pass. The other can be a slightly more open, tension-heavy pass. That gives you arrangement options fast, and in real DNB writing, that kind of a slash beat choice is gold. When you place the breakdown in the track, give it a real job. Maybe it comes after the first drop to reset the energy. Maybe it sits before the second drop to build anticipation. Maybe it lives in the intro as a DJ-friendly atmosphere builder. A strong phrase might be full groove, then one bar of reduction, then four bars of filter dubwise motion, then a small breath, then the drop. That little breath is important. Even a single empty or reduced bar can make the downbeat hit harder, because the listener has time to register the change. Without that pause, the breakdown can blur into the next section and lose its impact. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't filter so hard that the groove disappears. Don't overdo resonance. Don't let delay throws run over the next phrase. Don't keep sub energy in if the arrangement needs space. And don't make the modulation so fast that it feels gimmicky. Dub tension is usually slower, deeper, and more deliberate. If the source sounds too clean, a touch of saturation before the filter can help. A mild saturator or drum bus can thicken the midrange and give the filtered sound a little more attitude. That's especially useful for darker material, where you want warmth and grit rather than a sterile sweep. A really smart way to think about this whole process is that the breakdown is not just an effect. It's a phrase with phrasing. It should reset the ear, create a mix point, build tension, and make the return of the full groove feel physical. That's the difference between a random edit and a proper DNB arrangement move. So as a final practice move, build 2 4-bar breakdowns from the same loop. Make one darker and more stripped. Make the other a little more open and tension-heavy. Use only stock Ableton devices, one main filter automation lane, and no more than one delay return. Keep the sub minimal or absent for at least half of the breakdown. Then compare them in context and ask yourself which one makes the drop feel bigger. That's the real test, not which one sounds cleverest on its own, but which one gives the track more weight, more contrast, and more forward motion. If the section feels like it's breathing toward the drop while staying clean and club ready, you've nailed it. Now go build the 4-bar version first, then stretch it to 8 if the arrangement needs more room. Keep it simple, keep it intentional, and trust the groove. That's how you get a dubwise breakdown that actually works in drum and bass.